Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Here's what's trending.
So somebody did some research into what is the most sought or like Google searched sitcom character. And apparently, if you're a guy or a cartoon, you've got it on lock. Chandler Bing was
That's the first one I thought.
We were all going to say it because he died. Yeah. Chandler. I think we were all going to say Chandler.
But when I think sitcom, that is still my favorite. Chandler's awesome.
Friends, yeah. Huh? That's your favorite sitcom? I'm Seinfeld guy.
Pretty close second. Yeah. I would think you'd do somebody from Seinfeld, but.
I genuinely laugh every time I watch Friends. It doesn't matter what episode.
Yeah, we all do.
Close your eyes. Okay, fine. Close your eyes. Bird, close your eyes. Jeff, do Chandler.
No, yes, no. Remember Ross is going to China? And Joey's like, go to China, have Chinese food. And Chandler's like, I think it's just called food there. It's the over-the-top Chandler. Aren't we sad? I still haven't processed the fact that he's...
I listened to his book.
Matthew Perry.
Yeah, that's a
bummer. So he's the number one character.
I believe it.
That comes from the sitcom Friends. And then the next five are cartoons.
Oh, Homer Simpson, probably.
Bart Simpson, then Homer. That's second and third.
God, I couldn't even tell you another one. SpongeBob?
Nope.
God,
did we just have the same thought? Jinx. That's so scary.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, these are sitcoms.
Sitcoms.
Oh, so, God, I don't know.
Everybody Loves Raymond?
I was just going to say that, too. What is happening?
Yeah, see, you spend enough time in a room with them, you're going to just start
such a small room.
Uh-huh. Same brains in here.
What comes next after Homer Simpson, number four, is Peter Griffin from Family Guy.
Oh, God, I love that guy. Okay.
And then Stan Marsh from South Park is number five.
All right. Pretty solid. You guys, if you have HBO, you need to be watching Rick and Morty. They have every season.
That's the dirtiest show I've ever even heard of.
Bird, you ever watch Rick and Morty?
So creepy. Yeah, I instantly just see the characters. It seems like something I wouldn't want to watch.
Molly, you got to get it. Everybody, please.
I gotta give it a try.
Your brain will become garbage.
I don't like animation. I'm not a big fan.
Oh, you don't?
I don't know. It's weird.
So you never liked Family Guy or The Simpsons?
I never really watched it. Simpsons, no.
South Park is really good.
Yes. I started watching some of it because people around me watched it. That's what happens.
Bob's Burgers is another
show I've never seen. I love Bob's Burgers.
I actually characterize a lot of my players, and there was a player that is one of my favorites, Allie Fields. I call her Tina. I literally have her saved in my phone as Tina.
Are you serious?
Okay.
I think you have a lot of names in your phone as everybody gets a character.
I want to show you guys her contact, and she knows it. She now knows it, and she loves it.
Do you have Jeff Jeff in your phone?
No.
What do you have Jeff as?
Probably as Pizza Guy's friend.
No, I have you as DeGann and then a radio next to it.
And we've met through our mutual friend, Pizza Guy.
Pizza Guy.
Okay.
Oh, yep. He is in my phone as Pizza Guy.
Oh, he is. Okay. Mm-hmm. Still Pizza Guy?
But I have her saved as Tina. Her picture is Tina.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You know, the nerd with the glasses.
Uh-huh. I love that character.
Our friend Stephanie went as her for Halloween.
Amazing.
That's kind of hot, isn't it?
So, Atlas Robot.
What's that,
Atlas Robots, Boston Dynamics.
Oh, they came out with
new
ones.
They retired their old robot this week, and everyone's like, oh, wow. I mean, that's kind of crazy. And then it's because yesterday they unveiled a new version of their humanoid robot,
These things
Atlas.
Are weird.
This thing is the stuff of nightmares.
These are
the same people that make those dogs that then was in that horror series.
They're getting better. They're getting better.
What's weird is it stands upright and the head on the robot looks like a circular vanity mirror.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Dude, they're getting better.
You know, the circle with the light ring?
Yeah, it's going to be in no time at all. I mean, that first one, how long ago was that, Molly? Does it say when that one came out? Because that was freaky, too.
Was that 2012? I'm trying to remember when that was. But, so it was kind of one of those things where they showed this whole reel of, you know, all the mistakes, like, you know, the trial and error. And yeah. But I mean, it was still a really amazing piece of machinery. And everyone's like, why are they retiring it? Well, because instead of the hydraulic system that one used, this one is completely electric.
Great. And I mean, it's good for the environment.
Oh, yeah. No, it's just what? Super eerie. How
weird is that?
It can fold itself and...
And attack
turn.
You?
Yeah, exactly. It's like...
crazy.
What? Seriously, is something...
I don't like that.
Wait till you get to buy one, though. Like, what if you...
I won't.
What if you own that?
That would be
and
great.
It mows the lawn and
no,
cleans the house?
No, what was the movie? What's the Halloween, the scary movie of the doll that basically kills
Chucky.
The kid? No.
The other Annabelle. One. The latest
newer
one.
The
Annabelle?
Girl. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like or Megan.
Megan.
Oh, the one,
gosh.
Yeah, where she's like, you're my friend. You're
yeah,
like,
I don't
mm-hmm.
like it.
Yeah,
that's what no, that that's what that robot just made me think of.
This thing, I mean, the minute it like lights mm-hmm. up, I'm like, you know, this is a horror movie waiting to happen.
Yes.
All of a sudden that little like glow ring is going to go red.
Nobody
and you realize
it.
That it's been hacked and like now it's like mm-hmm. a target.
It's happening.
The end of the world idea is fun to go there. But
I love
like,
it.
We're surround ourselves with it. Potentially scary tech that we can't live without. Like cars could be scary. They could run us over all day if they wanted to. We love our cars.
Yeah.
What if you came home and that thing is always cleaning?
I would love it.
And it plays your favorite music, and
you know
it's
what?
Been cooking.
I would make
you.
Love to
you don't
to
want
it.
A kick-ass servant that does
no.
everything and
yes.
knows.
Yeah, when it looks like that.
Bird
oh,
knows
come
your
on.
Favorite song, and it's like, hey.
Well, that's Alexa. Alexa, play my favorite song.
Well, Molly, you could dress it. You can put a dress on, wig, whatever face, and whatever the case is.
We don't even have an Alexa in our house. Like, that's how creeped out I am about any of that kind of tech.
No, the Alexa's not going to do your laundry and stuff. I mean, I would love to have
I like
that.
To do laundry, so I'm good.
Always
weird.
Listening and watching and waiting.
I was at
storing away all your weaknesses.
Jeff, do you
day.
Go to do you
Molly,
go to a
I
family fair at all, Jeff?
Yeah.
All right, I was at family fair the other day, and there was a robot going down the aisle, and it says, "I'm doing inventory." And I sat and stared at it,
and what did it look like? Was it just a box on
it
wheels?
It was just a like a box on wheels. It was the strangest thing. And it was all by itself. And everybody, I'm like, that's somebody has to do inventory. This robot just took someone's job. He's
yeah.
inventorying the whole store.
And then
just
you
going
ask
with
them.
Lights, lasers, and
the
just
Hilton
moving
Lobby
down
is the
aisle.
Same thing. The Hilton Lobby has something that delivers food and moves around like that. A little
right
robot.
Here it does?
Yes. Downtown.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're
my.
Called they're hospitality bots.
I like those bots too.
Oh,
see?
Yeah. Star
you,
Wars Cantina.
Do you what? Like it?
Do you like it?
No, I'm good. I like humans. They can interact with me. Come talk.
Yeah,
hey.
But what if a robot could do it better?
I think we're just going there regardless. You're going to have yeah. people are going to stay home on the weekends.
Irregardless.
Just want to play with the robot.
Irregardless.
Mm-hmm. Irregardless.
Yeah. Irregardless. All right, 938-9400. We got a break. We'll be right back. Stay
Channel 94.
938-9400. That's in. All right, so I mentioned Taylor Swift. All right, starting Monday, we have a fun little thing going on. Somebody could win a trip out to London to go see Taylor Swift at Wembley Stadium. How cool is that? Brought to you by Funplex,
go.
By the way. Yeah,
through the radio,
cool
this station?
Yeah.
Through this station right
I want to win.
Yeah.
June. I've never been to London. I want to go.
I have not either.
I've just been to the airport.
If you win, Bird, take me, because I've never been to London.
Molly, I was just literally going to say, Molly, I'll fly through Chicago, pick you up, we'll go to London.
I love it. We would have a blast
okay.
together. I don't know if London's ready for the two of us,
no.
but they better be. They
but we're doing it.
Ready.
How do I win? How do
How
I win?
Do you win? You just got to tune in Monday, and we'll let you know.
We'll give you the details.
Yeah.
But live at world-famous Wembley Stadium in London, June 22nd,
mm-hmm.
you'll see the Eras Tour. It's all-inclusive round trip. You want a guest, cover flight. We're going to cover your accommodations,
everything.
Spending cash, give you two tickets to the show presented
Dude,
by Funplex
Molly,
Water
that's
Park
us.
Rides.
Yeah. I know.
Is it legal for you to win?
No.
I don't
okay,
think it
I
is.
But
listen,
if you
here's
win
the deal.
And take me, there's nothing I can do about who you want to take.
Yeah, I'm sweating. Here's the deal. We leave. What time do you guys come on the air? What time do I need to call in? What do I need to do?
Well, we're on the air at 6 a.m., but we'll let
Perfect.
You know Monday. I can't spill all the beans, Bird.
Okay, we'll talk about it later.
You can Monday. Win and take Molly. We'll
yeah,
find out if
that's
the lawyers.
My point. We are leaving for San Diego that morning, so we'll be up because I'm leaving the apartments at 5:45.
Okay. Are you free on June 22nd? That's when that trip is.
Yeah, they might have already won the championship in May.
Yep.
They'll be on summer celebration.
Oh,
yes.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay.
I think I could make myself available.
June 22nd. I'm putting it in my calendar already.
Look at this. She's
Watch
like, we're going.
Watch her win this thing. That would be fantastic.
How would I not? I know both of you.
Well, that doesn't work like that. We have no pull.
We gave away tickets a million years ago. I worked
we
at a radio station, and it was tickets to see Matchbox 20 in Kansas City, remember? And I gave the tickets to the girl, and the girl, I said, well, they're your tickets. Who are you going to take? And she goes, I want to take you.
Oh.
And I had to go to my boss and be like,
Can I go? What'd he say? Because I guess I've never been presented.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, good luck getting yourself murdered in Kansas City by
a strange winner.
That was the one where we were driving back to Omaha after. Yeah. Yeah, we went.
Oh, you did.
Did you end up dating this person? Did you get married while you were in Kansas City?
No, but the show finished, and she's like, is that it? Like, the whole night, everything was, is that it? Like, what else?
You're a big deal.
What else? We're down in Kansas City, finished, and she goes, now what? Do we go meet the band? And I'm like, no. She's like, come on.
Did
really?
You ride with her?
So the next thing, I'm sneaking us backstage. I'm like pulling all these tricks to try and get her. Yeah.
Did you ride in the same car?
No, she met me down there.
Oh, you're kidding.
And then on the way back from Omaha to Kansas City, we left at the same time.
Yeah.
And I went off the road on the interstate and nearly could have died. I spun out like on the middle.
Okay.
And the car just comes to a stop like your life flashes before you. And I look out the window and I see her car go right by. Doesn't even tap her brake lights. She's looking right at me. Didn't stop.
Is that it?
Didn't stop.
Oh, that's great. All right, so tune in Monday. We'll give you all the details, all right? And
I'm so winning that. Molly, we're going. Okay. Pack your bags.
Okay, all right. I cannot wait.
We'll be back. Hang on. Olivia Rodrigo. All right, Bird's still in the house. Omaha Supernovas. Big match going on at 6 p.m. on Saturday, right? CHI, go get your tickets. Go.
It's going to be a big match. Every match is a big one from here on out.
Very nice. Now, what's your deal with this? How do you pronounce it? That acai bowl or
Vitality Bowls?
Yes, Vitality Bowl. I'm going to go there from here. Acai bowls, so good.
So this is like a Supernova thing. Like all the ladies are into acai bowls.
I think it's like a life thing. I think a lot of people are.
Okay,
but yeah,
I haven't had one. Maybe because the
our
healthy,
team for sure,
right?
Well, they're very healthy. Yeah, and they're just good. I mean, they're
like
just really
food,
good. Yeah,
right?
It's a superfood. It's almost like a sherbet. That's
like
the base
cream
of it. Yeah,
okay,
it's like a base.
Right.
And then you put fruit, coconut.
Now you
honey
got me.
Well, because acai is a fruit itself, right? But like it's not a super sweet fruit. Like you can kind of
push
it either way.
Yeah.
Well, I looked at the menu on Vitality Bowl. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's a lot of stuff there that seems would,
lots
would be
of variety.
Delicious.
Yeah, yeah, lots
like,
of variety.
Wow.
So
okay
good.
All right.
Yeah, I love it. That's the first time I'd been.
We should have a, next time you're right in, there, we can have a acai bowl eating competition.
Yes, I'll bring some.
We'll just eat as fast as we can.
Well, I won't be able to bring them because they don't open till 9.
Get someone on it and see if they can bring it to us.
When you're headed to practice, you need to hit the Grove Juicery and Wellness Cafe downtown.
Yeah. So I should do that instead of
they're
this one, try a new one?
Right now, 27th and Farnham.
Give
Megan
love.
Chauncey.
Give them love.
And that's got all those juices and all that, the same stuff you're talking about.
Here's the thing. If I go there, then I'm not going to go home before I go to practice, which is fine. I can do that.
So where's practice usually?
It's usually right here at College of St. Mary's.
Okay.
But we're down at CHI.
Okay.
Because we're playing at home. So we're going to go to CHI today.
All right.
A little later, 11 to 1.
Enjoy your acai bowl.
Awesome.
That's got to be fun practicing.
Do you ever get the dragon bowl? I just think it's so funny.
Okay. I've looked at all of those.
That one seems insane. That's got like everything in the kitchen sink. Bee pollen.
Why don't you push
berries
next season?
I've done the blueberry bliss
season to have the CHI talk to the Mecca people, serve acai bowls during Supernova games.
We could. They probably sell them. They probably sell them there.
Get these kids eating like the pros do.
Okay.
What we need to work on first, though, is that you need to let us know next time you're stopping ahead of time, and we'll have somebody contact the Vitality Bowl and see if they can open up early.
Just to make them for us.
Yeah, then we can have a competition.
I'll talk to my people.
You're a fan of this one here at Exarvin, pretty good?
Yeah, so good. So good.
All right.
And that's the first time I'd been. They were all making fun of me because I didn't know, and I'm like, well, yeah, I don't get out much.
Maybe I should go. We're going to be going to the Supernova game. Maybe we sneak them in and sit there and tease Bird. Or, and
all
just
your
guys' right
fans, they need to know. They're going to be courtside, guys. Come to the match.
Your guys are making such opposite food choices of me and Party. She's describing Vitality Bowl, and I'm like, how many bays down is it from Oklahoma Joe's Barbecue?
You're like, hold on a second.
And do they sell French fries?
How many bays? Oh, my gosh.
Bert, good luck. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks. Work on your mobility for next time, too.
Oh, yes. We'll have some stupid human tricks. We're doing it all.
Please stay. I want you. I need you. Oh, God. I
need.
Channel 94.1 with
these beautiful things that I've got.
Benson Boone. Look who we have here. Guess after guess. We know Bill Pickett. Bill, how are you, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good
morning,
Bill. Man. What do you guys got going on over at UNO?
You know, our student programming board, Maverick Productions, brings a concert every other year for our students, kind of the end of the semester, big blowout event. And this year we're hosting Sean Kingston, which is awesome. It's next Thursday, a week from today.
Okay, that's
Baxter
awesome.
Arena.
Love yeah. Sean Kingston.
Yeah, and he's, you know, he's a good mix. He's got some great songs and going to appeal to the students and a lot of folks probably our age, which is good too. But yeah, Baxter Arena next Thursday night, 7 p.m. Tickets start at $20. You can buy them on Ticketmaster or down at the Baxter box office. We also have a cool UNO alum opening as a DJ, which will be really fun too. Kind of tie in the whole student part of the event. So should be fun. And our students get to learn a lot about kind of planning the concerts and working with the agents and stuff. So should be a great show. Hopefully folks can come out. We're excited to have the public there too. We've had probably about 2,500 tickets sold so far, and they're every day we're selling more and more as we get a little closer.
I'll tell
Bravo,
you what,
dude.
Sean Kingston just reminds me of the beach, man. I mean, this type of weather, it's perfect. I mean, yeah, that's a great get right there. Good deal, man.
Great venue, and just keep getting shows in there across the street. Can we talk about that hockey season this year?
Oh yeah.
What Bill, what a year that you guys had getting butts in seats over there and having probably my favorite season, I think, ever as a hockey fan. Wasn't it great?
Oh, 100%. I mean, the students absolutely loved it. The players loved it. It was a banner year. And I know we didn't make it all the way to the end, but we still accomplished so much. And the students are so pumped just to start the season again.
Yeah.
You know, they're asking about tickets and dates and schedules and all that stuff. And you guys know the whole transfer portal and, you know, players leaving and coming in. It's kind of exciting to see who we're getting right now, which is fun.
But I don't think you could ever put that genie back. I've been saying it's Creighton basketball for hockey. You're getting to see when Creighton basketball exploded down at CHI.
You remember that? That was
and
crazy.
And it would never be the same again. It was the place to be, and that's what's happening at Baxter with hockey.
And that's absolutely exciting. I love it.
Yeah.
We're just living in a great 100%. Place, great time right now.
All right, well, let's go see
all the games. All the games that we sold out, you know? I mean, it's going to—and we even had student section full where we had to be like, you know, we don't have a lot of space left. So it's kind of cool when I don't have to promote it to the students. They just come.
Yeah.
I know. You know, when I went to UNO, Bill, I transferred from Creighton to UNO way too long ago to admit there wasn't that student body vibe. That's what's so important to have that you guys have created, you know?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
We're all a bunch of people that had come from another school, and now it's like, I love that UNO is UNO, and how much we're chanting. Yeah. I was screaming.
Dude, and traveling.
UNO.
And traveling. Yeah. That blows my mind. That's fantastic. And, Bill, that's you putting all that stuff together, too. So, yeah, kudos to you,
my friend. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, so Sean Kingston, it's a week from today at Baxter Arena. If people want to go, tickets are available. Bill, one more time, what do people got to do to get the tickets?
Ticketmaster, or they can go right down to the Baxter Arena box office.
Okay, very cool. You need anything, you know where we're at, man.
Okay. All right, thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Go Mavs.
You too.
Go Mavs.
All right.
Breaking Benjamin's there next Tuesday.
That's a good
Breaking Benjamin and Daughtry.
Okay, I've seen Daughtry before. I saw him.
Well, every time I've seen Breaking Benjamin, they've been the headliner for somebody else, and I'm stoked to see him do a full set.
Yeah.
And they're just playing the hits.
Okay.
And they got a bunch of badass rock songs.
God, it's spring, baby. It's spring. All right, 938-9400. If you didn't hear already, Taylor Swift in London, we're giving away a trip. It's accommodations, it's air flight. Got some cash for you. We got everything for you, all right? This is all going to take off on Monday morning. We're going to give you all the details on how you're going to get on this trip and get on that plane and fly on out there.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.